Last segment, we talked about Playboy's big decision to do away with nude photos in their magazine to try to pump up circulation, which has dropped considerably from a peak of 5.5 million down to 800,000. Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is a gentleman who says he's a consultant for periodicals. I'm sorry, sir, I didn't catch your name.
It's Nicholas Tinklebottom.
Nicholas
there is
Tinklebottom.
No way that is someone's last name.
And your job is to...
I'm sorry, sir. What is it?
I said there's no way that's your last name.
You want to see my driver's license or my long-form birth certificate? I can prove it to you.
That's okay.
So your job is to consult magazines to help them with their business, correct?
Yeah, that's right, Craig. I'm a periodical consultant. I have been for 30 years. I'm kind of I'm in the family of the pioneers of the business. I'm a third-generation periodical consultant. My grandfather was the one who was the first periodical consultant, but unfortunately his career never really recovered after he convinced Time to make Hitler Man of the Year.
oh, gosh.
but I'm very passionate about it. Periodicals are some of the greatest artifacts of our culture. They're very important. Hell, even periodicals were even mentioned in the Bible. So
they were?
Yeah, you remember the story of the periodical son? It was a story.
The prodigal son, I think it was.
What's that now?
Never mind.
Okay.
So did you consult with Playboy? Was that one of you?
I did.
I'm George.
I did. I consulted with them about this. They knew where to come when it came time to rebrand their magazine and reposition it. They came to me, and I did the market research. I did a lot of soul searching, did my own independent surveys and studies, and found exactly what Playboy needed to do.
Which was?
Well, Playboy needs to, we got a counter program. Got a counter program. Look, we all know that men like to look at gynecologically accurate portrayals of the female hatchet wound. the truth is you can see that online. So I think that we want to, Playboy should become a classy magazine. I think we're going to hire members of the intelligentsia. We're going to have fantastic writers. We're going to get away from the sort of, looking at female guts on page.
Jeez.
Playboy got off track. So after research, we're going to do away with a lot of the old features from the most fallow years of Playboy.
Like what?
Oh, taking drastic measures. We're going to get rid of the Tommy Lee's advice column. Do away with that.
It's probably a good idea.
We are dispensing with the show us a pic of your STD corner.
Gross. Didn't know you had that.
No longer will you be able to pick up the magazine for the MILFs of assisted living. Do that.
There's never a feature that said that.
And after considerable market research, we're getting rid of our most popular medical section, Pap Smear Parade.
Didn't know you had that either.
Yes. Yes. So now you can, you can open the magazine, maybe see an attractive picture of a clothed woman alongside a Joan Didion essay, and maybe a clothed shot of Tommy Lee next to it.
Tasteful. Tastefully done.
Tasteful. It's going to be tasteful, and I'm trying to convince them to go to more of a, similar to what I did with ESPN the magazine, to go to an almost unreadable layout.
Yeah, I think that's probably a bad idea.
That was your idea.
It's popular with younger people now. Mm-hmm. A lot of white fonts on black backgrounds looking like cut out pieces of, kidnapper notes or something. highly stylized.
Right.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, I hopefully it works, because if it doesn't, you may your resume may take a hit.
Well, I certainly hope it works, and I think it will, Craig. I really do. And if you guys need any advice there on the radio, I also consult for radio. I mean, I
really?
Yes, indeed.
Huh.
I'm the one that consulted with Norm to start doing picks of the poll.
Really?
That was your idea?
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
And he went against my advice and started up Norm's Junk and Norm's Treehouse and Birdhouse or whatever. And, Norm really went off track and didn't take my advice.
I don't know about that. He's just been adding on to that.
That's why, thankfully, he's got Donnie there. now he has a chance.
Hey, Norm's a legend. Don't take shots at him.
No, he is a legend, and we like to have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, we do.
I've also written the ticket promos for the past 6 years.
You have?
Oh, that's...
I know that they've been really good. All you have to do is throw in a bunch of double entendres and sexual innuendos and, you know, make it seem classy that way.
Put a sound effect or two in there?
Yeah, with a sound effect. That's exactly right, George. Appreciate it.
Okay. Are you gone? Are you gone?
Nicholas Tinkelbottom.
There he is. Periodical consultant.